AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Employers created 280,000 jobs in May. It shows the economy has regained its momentum after beginning the year in a deep slump. Economist Gus Fauché is with PNC Financial Services Group.
It's a good, solid report. I think that this is the kind of report we're looking for.
But the unemployment rate is up to 5.5% because thousands more people were looking for jobs.
That means that they think the economy is getting better, that the job market is getting better. And so I take that as a positive and not a negative.
If you're looking for a job, the growth areas are construction, healthcare, and hospitality. Trust us.
类似的报道.
This is China saying after Washington accused it of hacking into U.S. government computers and stealing the personal information of millions of government workers, that the allegations are trumped up and that it wishes the U.S. would trust Beijing more. Meanwhile, cybersecurity expert Waylon Krush says the hackers have hit the cyber jackpot.
It's sensitive for anyone to know where I have worked before. It's sensitive to know who my family members are, what their social security numbers are, where I live.
The government says it'll provide credit monitoring and identity theft insurance for any employee whose information was compromised. Just into us, word that a friend of the Boston Marathon bomber, Johar Tsarnaev, has been sentenced to 3.5 years in prison for getting rid of the bomber's backpack after the attack. Azmat Tzayakov has been in prison already for 2 years. Tornadoes crushed houses and dropped hail the size of quarters in northern Colorado, and they may see even more severe weather in the next few hours, according to the National Weather Service. Nobody hurt, though, that we know of. Turning to Wall Street now, the Dow is down 23 points at the moment. This is AP Radio News. Triple Crown contender American Pharoah's already had his final workout this morning ahead of tomorrow's Belmont Stakes. Our Warren Levinson is in New York.
American Pharoah has had his last leisurely gallop around the Belmont Park track. The next time, it's for real.
Yeah, the horse, I got to be careful. I keep people away from him because sometimes he doesn't like to have, you know, it's a little contact with humans, but not too much. Otherwise, they don't rest, they don't relax.
Trainer Bob Baffert says his job this week has been keeping the Triple Crown contender calm, and himself calm as well. Baffert has been in this position 3 times before, falling short of a Triple Crown, the most recent in 2002 with War Emblem. Warren Levinson, Belmont Park, New York.
And after the race tomorrow, you can watch Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals. The Blackhawks won Game 1. And on Sunday, it's Game 2 of the NBA Finals. The Warriors outscored the Cavaliers to win Game 1, 108-100 in overtime. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.